just for kicks now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. Might have had your fill, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. Let me kick it like it's 1986 now. Might be over now, but I feel it still. We could fight a war for peace. Give into that easy living, goodbye to my hopes and dreams.
Good morning, Medford. This is Existential Crisis Ellen, and you are listening to a special sub-episode of Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands. I'm subbing in for Bill this week, and he will be back next week. But for now, please enjoy. I've prepared an hour of music that is all about, or somehow pertaining to, or sounding like trains. I hope you all enjoy. Also, shout out to my kind friends who helped to, in a sense, crowdsource the material for this episode, because I can't profess to be a particular expert on, you know, train music and all its intricacies. But I think what I have here is going to be pretty enjoyable. The weather is still pretty average. It's nothing like last week's splendor, but, you know, nothing to complain about, seeing as, you know, it always could be worse. No, and April is a distinct possibility. Highlighted this morning, I'm the kind of person who needs many alarms to be able to wake up in the morning. I think this morning had 5, and I managed to sleep through all of them, which I think is somewhat of an achievement. I only managed to normally sleep through the last 3, but how many alarms do you guys normally need to get up to in the morning? Be very interested in hearing. You just listened to Unbelievers by Vampire Weekend, and up next I have El Chepi by Wolfpack. Please enjoy.
Thank you. At 17 to at a quarter to 10, you know it's traveling again. Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
And thus we return. You just listened to El Chepe by Vulfpeck. Shout out to my friend Alan who recommended Vulfpeck to me, because they are very cool. Casey Jones with by Grateful Dead, and Homeward Bound by Simon and Garfunkel. And on a totally unrelated note, I'd like to impart a message of utmost importance concerning your personal safety in the event of a blackout. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication system and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, in case you weren't listening, have food, don't burn stuff. Which I think is generally a good life motto. I think in the case of a blackout, what you'd really want to find is one of those extreme couponers. I don't know if any of you have ever seen that show on TLC, but it is really one of the most high-octane shows I've ever had the privilege of laying my eyes upon. The premise is it's just people who coupon really hardcore and end up getting the stores to owe them money and stuff, and as such, their houses are filled with like a 7-year supply of body wash, or like, you know, 300 things of detergent, and 700 packets of pasta. So I would work on those social skills now and try and befriend one of those in the case of an emergency, because then, you know, the onus is on you to start preparing. Up next, we have a Johnny Cash song with I've Got a Thing About Trains. Also, a fun fact for you, according to my friend Adam, Johnny Cash has 43 songs about trains. So this could have very well been a Johnny Cash extravaganza, but not being the biggest fan of country, then I figured perhaps doing not would be for the best. But please enjoy. We have some real nice jams coming up for you.
Got a thing about trains. I get a sad kind of feeling when I see a passenger train. In this fast moving world that we live in, nobody rides much these days. Maybe I'm a little sentimental, 'cause I know that things have to change, but I'd still like to go for a train ride, 'cause I've got a thing about trains. Train, train, train. You're fading from the scene, but you've had your days off. Glory. Train, train, train. Train, they say you're too slow for traveling, but I'm gonna miss you someday. my little boy says, Daddy, what was it like to ride a train? I'll just say it was a good way to travel when things didn't move quite so fast. And I'm sorry, son, that you can't ride one. The trains are a thing of the past. Train, train, train. You're fading from the scene, and I'm gonna mourn your passing. Train, train, train. I've got a thing about trains. Thank you.
afternoon.
Just listen to Johnny Cash, I've Got a Thing About Trains, which he clearly does have quite the penchant for, Lafayette Railroad by Little Feat, and All Night Train by the Allman Brothers Band. Shout out to Rachel for some of those past suggestions. She was very enthusiastic in lending heaps upon heaps of train-related music. So, yes, thank you. Just, you know, for any non-regular listeners, my regular show, Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands, runs from 2 to 3 a.m. every Wednesday morning. I play trashy and or interesting music from all around the world. In recent weeks, I've done French hip-hop, Finnish rap, and Korean music from the early 1900s. So please, if you happen to be awake at that hour, and if you are, then please go to sleep. But if you're not planning on sleeping, please do tune in, because we have a good time. And I don't normally have the privilege of seeing daylight from Studio A, so this is a pretty special experience for me. Next, we have Train Underwater by Bright Eyes, and this is Existential Crisis Ellen, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I clearly don't know how to say Medford, but that's fine. English is hard.
Inside of a raindrop, and I watched you falling to your death. And the song, well, she could not save you. She'd fallen down too. Now the streets are wet. Body of water, toxic and timeless, Atlantic Ocean, New York skyline. I always get lost when I leave the village, so I couldn't come meet you in Brooklyn last night. But I sing glory from my lowest, and I will say peace to the people I meet, while the world waits for an explosion, that instant of life that wipes the slate. To me now, it's happening to you. if you take that train underwater, then we could talk it through. All of my desires, wait out the weather that howls in my brain, because it seems that it's always changing. The wind's indecision, the sorrowful rain. Yeah, I was a postcard, I was a record, I was a camera, until I went blind. And now I'm riding all over this island, looking for something to open my eyes. But I still sing glory
You just listened to Train Underwater by Bright Eyes, Train by Brick and Water, and London by The Smiths. It does feel strange, I have to say, to be playing music that is of an acceptable caliber. Usually I'm used to getting messages from my family saying, wow, this is certainly questionable in some regard. Although, you know, deep in my heart, I do love Eastern European Eurovision entries. I do accept that it might not be everyone's cup of tea. But I am enjoying, yeah, no. I think train journeys are definitely the ultimate form of long distance traveling. It's definitely the most relaxing. I really do enjoy sitting there, listening to music, watching the world go by. I think top train journeys for me probably would be, I guess this sort of counts as a train journey. The bit between Kendall and Charles when you're going on the Red Line, that's nice. That's a good place to listen to atmospheric music. And then, oh, I got to take a bullet train last year when I was in Japan. That was a pretty long journey from Tokyo to Osaka. It was ample opportunity to listen to music. Just a reminder, this is Existential Crisis Ellen, and you are listening to a special sub-episode of Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am subbing for Bill, but he will be back next week. Also, just, yeah, quick semi-PSA, Tufts Dance Collective are having their semesterly show this Saturday. I'm not sure if tickets are sold out yet, but you should make the utmost effort to come for a display of tasteful, well-executed dancing. I understand that this one is going to be a good time. Up next, we have Trainwreck 1979 from Death from Above 1979. Please enjoy. So you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Existential Crisis Ellen bringing you a special not 2 to 3 a.m. episode of Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands. We're coming up to the end of this slot, but you just listened to Trainwreck 1979 by Death From Above 1979, Train Song by Vashti Bunyan, and Railroad Cancellation by Don Caballero, who you're still listening to right now. The last song for today will be Railway by Boy off their album Mutual Friends. Thank you very much again for listening, and have a wonderful Thursday morning.
That reminds me of my heart and yours.